Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit has temporarily blocked President Biden's student loan debt relief plan while it considers a challenge to the policy. This follows an appeal from six GOP-led states. The plan would forgive up to $20,000 of student loans per borrower for some. Prior to the ruling, the government was set to start the process and erase debts as soon as Sunday. The House committee investigating the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol has officially subpoenaed former President Donald Trump. They want him to testify under oath on or about November 14th and to provide documents. The committee says it has overwhelming evidence that he personally orchestrated and oversaw an effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election and obstruct the peaceful transfer of power. It's not clear if he will comply. And his former White House advisor, Steve Bannon, was sentenced to 4 months in prison today for contempt of Congress after defying a subpoena from that committee. Russia is continuing its assault on Ukraine's energy and heating infrastructure. NPR's Nathan Rott reports the entire country was under air raid warnings again today.
Temperatures are already starting to dip across Ukraine, with the first snow falling in parts of the country's northeast. Aid groups and Ukrainian officials are scrambling to prepare people for the colder temperatures, efforts that have taken on new urgency following weeks of Russian attacks. Alyssa Komaria and her young daughter fled from their home in Severodonetsk to here in Dnipro. They are waiting in line for wool blankets provided by the International Rescue Committee. Komaria says she's worried about the months to come. They say it's going to be a cold winter, she says, and we know there are going to be problems with electrical systems because of Russian attacks. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
In Texas, in-person early voting for the midterm election starts on Monday, and residents will have the opportunity to cast a ballot in various key races, including the governor's. The Texas Newsroom's Sergio Martinez Beltran has more.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is seeking his third term. He's running against Democratic hopeful former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. Polls have shown O'Rourke trailing Abbott by single digits, although the gap seems to be widening. Voters will also get to decide on whether to give Attorney General Ken Paxton another term. The Republican has been under indictment since 2015, way before his re-election, on securities fraud charges. He's facing Attorney Rochelle Garza. Experts say she's the Democrats' best chance to win statewide office in almost 30 years. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Austin.
Wall Street higher by the close, the Dow up 748 points. You're listening to NPR News. In Connecticut, a funeral was held today for two local police officers killed in an apparent ambush. Sergeant Dustin DeMonte and Officer Alex Hamsey were shot last week as they responded to a domestic violence call. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano has more.
Thousands of people, including uniformed police officers from all over the region, attended the funeral. Bristol, Connecticut Police Chief Brian Gould eulogized the two men from his department and then posthumously promoted them.
The new lieutenant and sergeant have made their expectations very clear for us. To be forever exceptional. A very high expectation indeed. However, together, we will prevail.
Three officers were wounded in an attack involving at least 80 rounds of gunfire. State investigators say they were lured there. The third officer killed the shooter. He carried the U.S. honor flag into the funeral. For NPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano in East Hartford, Connecticut.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is talking about using oral polio vaccines for the first time in some 20 years. This according to CNBC. It's in response to an outbreak in New York that left an adult paralyzed this summer. New York health officials say they're working with the CDC on potential options to respond to the outbreak. Officials say it's not clear where this latest outbreak originated, and it says the concept of using these oral vaccines is still in the discussion stage. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.